Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Oh, I cannot believe that I've missed the last couple of reveal recaps, so I got to get caught up. And we'll get caught up with, I think, April 19th to the 25th, and then later this week I'll do two episodes and get us current, so to speak. Before I get to the reveal recaps, I want to talk to you about something that somebody sent me that I find very interesting. And so thank you for sending it to me. It is about Kurt Cobain's Martin Acoustic guitar. This is the guitar that was given to Isaiah Silva, the Bean's husband at the time, and the subject of the whole kidnapping, probable ending up dead, thing that Sam Lutfi did, and the dude from Riverdale, and some others. Because Courtney wanted it back when Isaiah and Francis Bean got divorced. That was the whole point. That was the whole point of all the torture and the possible killing, which would have been a killing if the friend hadn't been there. It would have been. Or at least a really, really severe beating. And Lutfi and everybody else would be in jail right now. Would they be in jail for murder? Or just in jail for kidnapping? You know? But anyway, what somebody sent me was, this Martin is going on sale. It's going up to for auction, at Julian's auction. The opening bid is $1 million. It's a 1959 Martin D18E. And it's the one that he played during Nirvana's Unplugged set on MTV. It's the seventh of only 302 models built by Martin. Was customized by Cobain, who added a Bartolini pickup to the sound hole. Comes with the original hard shell case, decorated by Cobain with a flyer from Poison Idea's 1990 album, Feel the Darkness. There's some baggage claim ticket stubs attached to the handle. Can't believe he checked it. Along with an Alaska Airlines sticker affixed to the case. It's also got the storage compartment of the case also includes Cobain's half-used pack of Martin guitar strings, three guitar picks, and his suede stash bag, decorated with a miniature silver spoon, fork, and knife. It's the last guitar that he played before his death. The sale's going to be June 19th and 20th in Beverly Hills and online. Right now, well, 4 days from now, it's actually going to be in London at the Hard Rock there. For 2 weeks, and then it's going to be at Julian's auction gallery in Beverly Hills for June 15th to the 19th. $1 million is the opening bid. If it sells for that, it would be the third highest ever. John Lennon's, one of his guitars, went for $2.4 million, and David Gilmour's went for about the same price. And they're also going to sell some other Kurt Cobain guitars. I don't know where they got those from. I just know where this one came from. So this is the chance for Courtney to get it back. Or Francis Bean. Will they spend $1 million? Will they spend $1.5 million to get it back? Because that's what it's going to take. Meanwhile, they're going to get it back, but the whole... They probably should have just offered the guy $1.5 million instead of kidnapping him. You know, they probably could have offered him a lot less. Maybe $500,000 or something like that. So if they really truly want to get it back, they're going to have to spend. So anyway, I thought I would give you that little update. But let's get to the recaps. So I think we're doing April 19th to the 25th, I believe. I think the 18th was the last day that I did. Let's see. The former A-plus list rapper ate some bad edibles where the food itself had gone bad and then tried to fix that issue with booze and coke. So, of course, she was going to get sick. That's Cardi B, who has faded, you know, she's got an Instagram Live and everything, but there's people already taking her place. This is what happens. Oh, this is a good one. This is one of my favorite things to talk about, actually. This foreign-born permanent A-list model got another chance to be in a reality television show. The last time didn't go so well after she not only was aggressive with the models on the show, but almost got killed when one of the models became the girlfriend of her at-the-time boyfriend. She got upset and he had her beaten. The new opportunity with another foreign-born permanent A-list model has not resulted in a broken leg, but no one liked working with her. And I'm talking about Naomi Campbell when she's not making the cut now, but she was on The Face. And then you had, I can never pronounce her name, Luo Zilin, who was a model on the show. And at the time, Naomi was dating Vladislav Doronin. And Vladislav all of a sudden decided that he liked this other person. Naomi got really upset. Next thing you know, she gets beaten. You know, Heidi doesn't really like working with her either. But, I mean, Naomi adds Naomi. So you kind of just kind of do what you've got to do. But I'm kind of, it took a long time for somebody to say, yeah, let's put her on our show and we'll put up with her. Let's see. This married former A-plus list rapper turned lightning rod isn't even living at home with a celebrity wife. They used to be able to get away with once-a-week photo ops. They really can't stand each other, but have this perverse codependence that keeps them together. I'm talking about Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. Let's see. The 19th, number 4. I see the number 5 is Old Hollywood. I've been doing a lot more Old Hollywood just so we never run out of Old Hollywood reveals and things like that, Mr. X and... And I've been working to generate more of them. This permanent A-plus list rapper has been sending his time in isolation, finding a new woman to sleep with, and for his wife to hate. This time it is the pink-haired, probable one-hit wonder. And I'm talking about Jay-Z and Doja Cat. April 19th seems so long ago now. Okay, so we have number 5 from that day. It's Mr. X. It's Old Hollywood. It's a good one. I really enjoy this one. She should have been a star, not just because she was a member of the preeminent acting family of the last century and spawn of the greatest actor of his generation, who had one of the saddest personal and professional declines ever. She's also a relative of the most recent successful member of that acting family. She had a similar but much more tragic fate, which she had a ghostwriter make into a book and eventual film. Our spawn appeared in only a handful of movies and Broadway plays, but critics said she had potential before she threw it all away. Like her famous father, she loved to drink, which cost her a major Hollywood contract. They were estranged up until the last years of his life, mainly because her mother, who had several aliases and occupations, made it impossible for her to see him. His death was probably considered the tipping point, which caused her downward spiral. Her stepbrother, whom she was really close to, was openly gay and was subjected, when young, to a precursor of conversion therapy, which sent him off the deep end. Interesting, because their mother was bisexual. The brother soon turned to escorting and heavy drug use and died very young of an overdose. His sister felt the burden of guilt for not helping him. Later on, after she could only get work in summer stock and regional theater, if she remained sober enough, she turned to speed and became a full-blown addict. Several suicide attempts and psych ward stays follow. The spawn was married a few times, but one husband she was glad to get rid of. He was a professional tennis player, but he had a side gig. He pimped out his wife and several other women to wealthy men. Eventually, he was arrested for running the prostitution ring long after the actress spawn divorced him. Eventually, her downward spiral continued, and she never really got sober and killed herself with a drug overdose before the age of 40. So we're talking about Diana Barrymore, her parents are John Barrymore and Blanche Ulrichs. And, you know, the relatives, Drew Barrymore, of course. And her pimp husband was John Howard. Anyway, that is a messed up family. That is a truly messed up family, but worthy of all the Hollywood gossip you can get. Let's see. Let's do the 20th, 420. Number 1. The illiterate former actress has the best, if not the best, team you can hire in town. Apparently, though, she sent word out through her media mouthpiece to the North that she isn't happy with them, Why? No one wants to hire her at the rate she thinks she deserves. No one wants to hire her for the projects she thinks she deserves. Her demands are much higher than reality. Oh, and as a side note, since she can't use the title any longer, the movie studio asked if she wanted to change the name under which she is credited. She said, of course not, and that it is who she is even if she, quote, can't use it any longer. I'm talking about Meghan Markle and Disney on that last thing. And then she wants to get rid of her whole team, which is just nuts. They really are the best. You know, you can't change what you can't change, and people don't want to pay her a ton of money. With the isolation stifling her yachting business, this former stripper turned celebrity turned reality star turned celebrity with a porn thrown in the mix has taken to finding new ways to make money. One of those is screwing over fans, and one of those is selling secrets to the tabloids. Hello, Black China. Let's see. Number three. This former tweener turned A-minus list singer slash actress has completely given up talking about her disease. She doesn't even allow reporters to bring it up any longer because it is in the news and she doesn't have the right answers. Talk about Selena Gomez and her lupus. Put a little hydro whatever it is out there and she doesn't know enough to talk about it. Number four on the 20th. Hydrochloroquine. Gosh, got it that time. One thing that was never mentioned in the series and barely mentioned in the after show is the lust this current A-list celebrity had for young teens. He would beg middle schools and high schools to have field trips and would even offer free admission to get them to come. It was also he could find those very early teen boys. He would pick out three or four prospects from each trip, and within a couple of days, one of them would be visiting the park again and end up being molested by the A-lister. Talking about Joe Exotic, the Tiger King. And they did talk about it barely in the after show. Just maybe one line or something like that. But that one line said, okay, I got to go ask somebody now. Yeah, the one line was kind of a throwaway. And I don't know if there was any editing to the after show at all. But I wonder if they had a chat about that or if it continued. I'd like to see a little bit of the extras on that. Anyway. Let's see. Number five on the 20th. The A-minus list disgraced actor from an acting family tried to get some positive publicity by getting a pap to take his photo with his girlfriend. He must have kissed her butt to keep her from leaving him. And I'm talking about James Franco. So if it's an A-minus list disgraced actor, that's Kevin Spacey. If it's an A-minus list disgraced actor from an acting family, it's James Franco. Just so you guys know. Let's do the 21st, number one. The guy could be lying, but I do find it interesting that this foreign-born A-list singer, who recently dropped another record, is paying all the bills for her boyfriend. The father of the boyfriend is apparently going through some big financial difficulties. We shall see if the more famous siblings are also affected, because they have a very expensive lifestyle he pays for. And I'm talking about Dua Lipa paying for all of Anwar Hadid's stuff. Now, like I said, it came from somebody who said that was the case. I don't have a reason not to believe them. But because Dua is not around locally, it's a little bit harder. You don't have as many people to ask. But it will be interesting to see if Bella and Gigi kind of cut back. Of course, Gigi's, you know, pregnant now and isolating up in Pennsylvania or whatever. But perhaps, again, this is why she was interested in saying, and why Yolanda's going to find a billionaire for Bella. Let's see. Number two on the 21st. In order to keep bringing in fresh money, the people of this A-list, quote-unquote, singer, use her name for all kinds of projects she has no idea even exist. It also shows they do control her social media accounts and not her. I'm talking about Britney Spears. Number three. I'm kind of going through these quickly because I'm going to try and do another episode right after this one. This permanent A-plus list director, who has an insane budget for his last movie, is even more crazy this time around. He has a new film in pre-production. The film is already running way over budget and will cost a gargantuan sum to finish. So much that it will be nearly impossible to turn a profit. The original studio is a shell of its former self and doesn't have that kind of cash around. He has cast an A-plus list mostly movie actor who is many decades younger than his usual go-to guys. If a film has almost no chance of breaking even, the only people who finance the project tend to be interested in certain other benefits they get promised in return. Who are they targeting for funding then? Big money in Silicon Valley and the Middle East. Talking about Martin Scorsese, the last movie was The Irishman, obviously, and the new one's Killers of the Flower Moon with Leonardo DiCaprio. And this is Martin Scorsese, I don't know what he's up to, but it's getting out of hand for these kind of movies and those kind of budgets. Number four. This B plus B list illiterate actress has never been a blind item before. She had refused to self-isolate for the longest time. Her 500,000 followers on social media were calling her out on it. She then decided to pretend she had been inside the whole time and made a video on how to take a bandana and turn it into a mask, all the while still not isolating. I'm talking about Andrea Arjona. Let's see. Number five on 21st. Hold on. I gotta go to a different page for that one. This one is also old Hollywood. Love some old Hollywood. This foreign-born actress is considered to be the first actress who crossed over from Spanish-speaking films to Hollywood. She also ended up divorced from her first husband because of her affair with this foreign-born female painter. I'm talking about Dolores Del Rio and Frida Kahlo. The 22nd, number one. There is a reason this flashy former A-minus slash B-plus list basketball player went back to his first love. She keeps his secrets, no matter how big. I'm talking about Nick Young. He wanted somebody he could trust. Nick's got a big secret out there. And I, there are certain people that he has been with in the past that you don't really want to leave with those secrets. Let's see. What number am I on now? I think it's April 22nd, number two. This three-named actress, who's going to get a sequel to a surprise hit from this past year, is not only getting seriously thirsty with her daily pap photos of either herself or with her horribly tattooed boyfriend. She also has decided no one can say anything negative about her or her thirst or they get blocked. Fame has gone to her head super fast. And, you know, I've talked about it on here. Ana de Armas and Ben Affleck. And, you know, you don't block your fan account. You just don't do it. Number three on the 22nd. Last week, I wrote about this lesser-known rapper trying to get out of jail because of COVID-19 and his escape plans. The judge cited those plans when not allowing the rapper to go free. I'm talking about YNW Melly. And then I said, do judges read blind items? Because the judge brought it up. So, I mean, obviously somebody told me about it, so that same person could have leaked it to the judge as well. That's why, you know, is the judge reading blinds or just heard it from the person? Let's see, number four on the 22nd. And honestly, I would never write a blind about something like, it's a guy in jail. I think he's in there for murder. So that, you know, that was going to be a tough one. You know, I know he hasn't been found guilty of anything, but, you know, he's in there for murder. While everything has been quiet, this illiterate actress has been trying to work out a plea deal in her case. She really doesn't want jail time and is using the threat of COVID to ask for more probation or home confinement rather than jail. It is a pretty good thing on the pretty good timing on the part of her attorney, and she might get what she's asking. And I'm talking about Lori Loughlin, especially if they had really pushed hard for it, you know, they had the motion that went against them. And honestly, if she did a plea deal right now, she could probably get no jail. She'd get a lot more probation and a lot more home confinement. But nobody wants to, you know, no U.S. attorney is going to say, yeah, you know, I want her to go to jail and then get COVID. You know, because of the bad press. This is her chance. If I was her, I would be, or her attorney, I'd be all over that. This is the best, this is your best chance. This is the best time you have to go from the possible multi-year sentence to, you know, maybe a year of home confinement or 6 months of home confinement and a huge fine. Take that. You know, everybody who's in this, you know, university thing, they should all be doing that right now. Making whatever kind of deal they can. And just say, hey, I don't want to go to jail because of COVID. And I think they'd get a lot more sympathy than they would have otherwise. Number five on the 22nd. This A-/B+ list comic busted the celebrity CEO for stealing her joke on social media. Talking about Elon Musk and Morgan Murphy. And I don't even think he acknowledged her at all, even after he was busted. The 23rd. Number one. Let's see where we are on that. The disgraced politician who came out after leaving office is living up to his only cares about himself image as he isolates with a dozen guys out of the country where they hit up bars and restaurants every night and do everything you're not supposed to be doing now. And I'm talking about Aaron Schock, who's got a bunch of guys that he is quarantining with, last I saw anyway, in Mexico. And you know, the problem is then you're making all these other workers, you know, do stuff, and it's not a good look. Although I don't think he really cares, to tell you the truth. Number two. More and more of the story is coming out about how this former A-list, mostly movie actress, who was an Oscar winner / nominee / snake oil salesperson, destroyed a great Broadway production by inserting herself into stuff she didn't know. And I'm talking about Gwyneth Paltrow and Head Over Heels, which is the Go-Go's musical that was on Broadway. And it was going great until Gwyneth and her people decided to exert some authority. And the next thing you know, it turned to crap and it closed. Number three on the 23rd. A rarest of the rare event the other day when this A+/A-list comic actor who thought he was going to get an Oscar nomination this past year did an event with this pair of comic actresses who were also A-list. The actresses and the actor have been in a forever long feud but managed to set it aside for a one-off event. And that's Adam Sandler and Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, and it took COVID, took the Rona before they would do that because just that's not their thing. Number four, as I have been telling you for quite some time, this back-in-the-day A-list teen actor is all about taking as much money from your pocket as possible. Yesterday was a particularly bad day for him, and he was exposed for who he really is. I'm talking about Corey Feldman. Do not give Corey Feldman money. Let's see, number five, another Anadarmus one. The three named A-minus list mostly movie actress who had the good 2019 likes people to think she's living with the A-list alcoholic, but she has her own place and makes him come over for the pap shots. Now, when I wrote that back April 16th and revealed it on the 23rd, things have changed a little bit. She still has the place, but she is spending more and more time at his place. You know, these things happen. Let's do the 24th. And like I said, I'm going a little bit faster than normal because I have another episode I want to do. To give you two on this Monday. For weeks, he has said he didn't want to do the Disney thing being planned. For weeks, he was being heavy-handed into doing it, pushed into doing it. Everyone else in the world has internet issues, so he just happened to have them at the exact right time to not do what he didn't want to do in the first place. And that's Zac Efron and, you know, the whole Disney family sing-along with High School Musical. And, you know, I think he's going to regret that because they seem to be really popular. You know, that second one, and I think they're just going to keep on doing them. Number two. I mean, but he could have just been honest and said he didn't want to do it. After bailing him out of what should have been a firing offense 5 years ago, this university said enough is enough and said they would fire the celebrity doctor. If that happened, whatever credibility he had would be gone. So he tried to walk back his statements from earlier while doing a poor job of it. As for the other doctor, he's going to need to have his A-plus list boss intervene to get him to stop. And I'm talking about Dr. Oz and Columbia University and how, you know, he almost got fired 5 years ago, but they decided, okay, we'll give him a break because he was selling something and it was just ridiculous. And but this time around, they said, hey, you're gone unless you back, you know, walk everything back, which he did. And then you have Dr. Phil, you know, who's not even a real licensed doctor right now. And then Oprah staying quiet about it all. Number three. Remember when the Russian spy turned talk show wannabe called out her husband for his porn and abuse and being a horrible person? Yeah, well, she found out if she wants a reality show, he needs to be involved. So now he's her loving husband all over again. And I'm talking about Simona Mangiante and George Papadopoulos. Yeah, that was a... I don't even understand the relationship. And I know somebody who knows... You know... I know somebody knows them both... When I say the word intimately... Just knows them really well. And I've been meaning to ask that person... But, you know... I mean, knows them really well. Like, they both lived at his house for a while. But I just, you know, I don't, if I ask, I've thought about having the, you know, him come on the podcast. And, but it's such a, and he would say yes, but I just, it would be such a wild card episode that I'm not sure I could control anything that came out. And but I do would like to have an in-depth discussion with him about Simona and George Papadopoulos. I just, and he would talk about it. But there was just be this stream of consciousness for however long he was on the episode. And so I've been hesitant. But if this COVID goes on long enough, I might give in and just do it. I mean, it could be a really great episode. It could be a train wreck. It could be some kind of combination of the two. But I do think about it. And, you know, because like I said, they lived with him. So he knows all the ins and outs. The thirsty ex of a male and female celebrity seemed shocked that Paps would still want to follow her after her breakups. They followed her because she was paying them because she loved being in the headlines. I'm talking about Caitlyn Carter, who was with Brody Jenner and then Miley Cyrus. Number five on the 24th. He has been a boy bander for his entire career. He also got kicked out of a grocery store because he wouldn't wear a mask. I'm talking about AJ McLean. Let's see. So now we are on the 25th, the last day of that week. And when I do the next one, where it's more recent, I'll go more in depth and stuff too. The crazy thing is not that the former tweener turned A-/B+ list singer with the recurring drug and alcohol problem got caught trashing her former friend in the most embarrassing way possible, but that her boyfriend used to stalk the tweener's enemy so much that restraining orders were threatened against him. This seems as if it won't end well. And see, this is the other thing. If I wait a couple weeks, then you guys hear me drop it into a podcast or something about gossip. But this is Demi Lovato and Selena Gomez and her Finsta. And it just, that has to be, she had to have been mortified. She just had to have been. But then to discover about the boyfriend and all that, it's even just more bizarre. The widow fired back at the allegations made by this band in their litigation and subtly indicated that if they persist in trashing her, she will start discussing drug use and infidelities of the deceased singer. Now, all of us, we've talked about it, and I read the thing, right, out loud. And after reading it out loud, the filing and everything, when we're talking about Vicky Cornell and Soundgarden and Chris Cornell, it seems when I read it out loud and everything that she's implying more towards Soundgarden. Because again, why would she trash Chris? So this is kind of, you know, I should almost make an edit on this one probably. But I'm glad that, you know, I read all that out to you and everything when I discussed it. And to me, when I read it, it definitely, because she's replying to Soundgarden and that maybe she knows things about them. And it really wouldn't make sense for her to say anything bad about Chris. Unless it was in the scope of, hey, you know, he was cheating on me while, but he was recording an album that was just for him or something, like some kind of text message or something. I don't know. So I'm leaning way more towards that she's referring to the Soundgarden people. Number three, the A-minus list mostly television actor who has gone from iconic hit pay cable show to multiple other hit pay cable shows is calling out the celebrity CEO over his constant lying and exaggeration. Thank you, Evan Handler, about Elon Musk. Number four on the 25th. The fact that the permanent A++ lister has not said anything about her two celebrity employees and their comments is essentially a show of support for what they said. It's very similar to the one I just did, but Oprah, Dr. Oz, Dr. Phil, and you just would expect her to say something. I know this. You know, you really would. Number five. Why was the FBI dragged into a murder of a couple that would normally be handled by the local police, who are very, 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 very used to murders almost every day? Apparently, one of the couple, who were both attorneys, had discovered that two of the policemen he had previously investigated were running a trafficking operation. At this point, it is unclear if it is people or drugs. The lean is towards people because one of the policemen only spends time with escorts brought in from other countries. I'm talking about Thomas Johnson and Leslie Jones in Chicago. And, you know, I've been digging into that a little bit more. But it's such a, there's no national kind of thing. It seems to be a pretty local operation. I wanted to see if it had any tentacles or branches anywhere else, or if the police, you know, were involved with other police departments around the country. But it really just seems that it's focused on Chicago. All right, you guys, that is the reveal recaps for this week. And like I said, I'm about to do another episode. So I'll talk to you when you hear that.